I'm going to tell you what my dad told me first, and I'm going to tell you some of what I have found out as an adult. So my dad told me, just like little comments, not that he talked about his childhood very much. He did not. I knew that my grandfather was a pastor. I knew that they lived in the parish's house growing up, that he was one of four children. I may have known that there had been a fifth who had died in childhood, or I may have learned that through one of my grandfather's books. I'm not sure. But I heard that my grandfather was really abusive when my dad was growing up. So there's a story that my dad would tell periodically. It's not like he told this all the time. It just came up a couple of times where he came home from school, opened the screen door to go into the house, and his dad was there to greet him on the other side and started hitting and kicking him till he, you know, just falls on the ground. And so physically came at him. So my dad then shared that there seemed to be a connection anyway between that behavior, of course, from my grandfather, which would make sense, and my dad leaving home at a young-ish age is the impression I had. And as an adult, then I connected that more so with, okay, I can see how this came through the genetic line with some of my dad's behavior, which I'm sure we'll talk more about later. So I didn't know a lot. I knew that he was born and raised in Connecticut. There was then some time in Massachusetts or something, but he had moved around a decent amount. So I'm vague on when he was where, but he had been estranged from his parents. That I knew for a fact because he reconnected with them by using my brother and I sort of as bait to cushion it. We actually took a road trip. I was raised in Western New York outside of Buffalo. We took a road trip to, I think they were Massachusetts at the time, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong. I believe it was. We took a road trip out there and my dad had himself and my mom stay in the car and sent my brother, who's about a year and a half older than me. I was like maybe 8-ish around that time, sent us both up to the front door on our own ahead of him. We didn't know these people, and that was like the only story we had heard was about how abusive grandpa was. So we went and we had to, because my dad was a very scary person himself. So we go to the front door, we knock on it. My grandmother answers the door and she was the sweetest person. She was so kind. And she answers the door and is like, oh, hi, kids. You know, are you selling Girl Scout cookies or what have you got or whatever? And then my dad had gotten out of the car behind us when he saw her answer the door. And so she sees him over our heads and just starts weeping and then invites us in. And so this is the reconnection of him with them after I don't know how many years it had been. I mean, it had to have been at least, I don't know. It had been a long time. I mean, at least 10 for sure, based on the ages of my brother and I, but it had to have been more than that. And my grandfather's health was declining. I think that was a factor in us showing up there. So I, from my memory, this is the only time that I actually saw my grandfather. Maybe it was twice, but I don't remember really interacting with him at all. I do remember interacting with my grandmother. And I also met one of my uncles for the first time during that meeting because he had cerebral palsy and a pretty extreme form, so to a strong degree. And so he had always needed care by my grandmother and some aides who came into the home. So that was my first interaction of actually meeting them. I then did see my grandmother a handful of times after that. They both had lived into their 90s. She was around for quite a while after him. So I had more of a sense of her being such like a kind, lovely person. My grandfather was just quiet when I met him. I don't remember anything he said to me. I don't remember him hugging me. I don't. So I'm not sure. But here's the additional part now as an adult. So my grandfather was an incredibly accomplished artistic person. He was a concert pianist. He was an amazing oil painter, and he's a published author. So he wrote quite a few books. I have two of them that I've got my hands on. One is a little bit of basically his story, kind of family story. And so my dad's in there and the other kids are in there and all that. And he tells some stories. The other one is more focused on him as a rural pastor, you know, going door to door and serving the rural community. And it's these life lessons that he had learned and stories of himself and nothing done like in a prideful way, just showing the Lord in his life. That's the one I actually just got my hands on in the past year. And after reading it, I just came to know him in a different way. And it has made me wonder what else there was to the story, knowing all that I do about my dad at this point as well. Like, how awful was all of it? And how much was my dad also wanting to engage in deviant behavior and that being unacceptable? Like, I would never say that the story of how my grandfather treated my father was horrific, that never under any circumstance should have happened. I am wondering what my dad was up to those days and what was going on. Again, not to excuse, no, that was abusive. That should not have happened. That's not excusable. But again, there's just more, I have more questions now, and I would put it this way, Gabriel, here's how I'd summarize it. I would not blame my dad's life choices on my grandparents. Of course, there was influence there. There are some things that could help make sense of some things, but I think my dad also had a lot going on his own.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your dad, actually. So you said that he left home at a young age. Let's start there and what you know about it. If you know how old he was and how he was introduced to a man called William Brenham. I think that's how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I don't know really much about it. So I'm kind of hoping that you kind of give us the story of why your dad, you know, started connecting with him, how old he was, and who this guy really is.